Hey y'all!
Hey y'all!
Welcome to the campfire. I'm Mr. Duncan, and I am here today with Angela. I don't say your last name.
Acevedo.
Okay, I know your last name. This is a tough one for me. This is the first episode of season three. If you watched on season one, you may notice that I'm wearing the tie-dyed hoodie. That Carlos Rivas, who was in many of our episodes on the first season, that he wore in just about every single episode out here by the fire.
Yep.
He passed away. I told you this is going to be hard. He passed away in a car accident. His mom actually passed away 9 years earlier on the exact same road. So he's with his mom now, I believe. But we definitely just miss him. He was a great guy. And so I wanted to thank Lindsay for making these hoodies. And this is a picture that he made in my graphic design class. He photoshopped himself in between, I don't know what this giant lizard is.
A dinosaur.
And a gorilla. Yeah, and King Kong or something. We miss him, and we're thinking all of his friends, so many friends that he had and family. We're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers, and we miss you, Carlos. Thanks for being a part of the show. Angela, so I wanted to talk to you about a lot of different things. So you just moved here. So tell me about how you spent your last few years.
Well, my last few years, I was in Mexico. I was in Mexico with my older sister and my grandma. And, well, I spent it very fun because it is very fun in Mexico. There's a lot of places you can go. There's food in every corner. You don't have to go very far for it. And I like the art, the culture, everything.
And not just Mexico. Traditions. Like, where in Mexico did you stay?
I was in DF. That's, like, the center of Mexico. But I went a lot of places. I went to Toluca, which is like an hour away. I went to Las Grutas. If y'all ever go to Mexico, I recommend y'all to go to Las Grutas de Tocantongo. It is a place where you can go with your family to go camp.
Oh, cool.
There's a river, natural water from a river. Yes. There's pools. It's very awesome.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I should go.
So before you went to Mexico, in Mexico City, you lived in Houston for your whole life, right?
Yes.
Until you were in sixth grade?
Yes.
So what was the, because I think Mexico City is even bigger than Houston, and Houston is a big city.
It is.
So how different was it for you? How was it for you moving to a foreign country, to a new country? Now you spoke Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So you did speak Spanish, but how different was it moving there for you, like just the whole culture? And
well, it was really different because like over here, the schools, everything's different. The school over there is just a one building school. It's not all big like these schools. It's just one building. And I mean, the teachers really care about you because they try their hardest like for you not to fail. They will sit there and push you.
What are you saying? So what's the difference here? Here, not
because
so much?
They don't push you so much here. I mean, they do, but then like when they're like, oh, he's not going to listen.
Like some people sleeping in class?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Goodness. What else? What about the school? The schools that are different then?
Oh,
because we were talking about corporal punishment the other day.
Oh yeah.
And
they
and SWAT.
They hit you with a ruler on your hand. They make you stretch your hand out and then pop you.
In front of other kids in the class.
Yeah, in front of everybody, and it's embarrassing because if you cry, all your friends make fun of you because you cry.
Hmm.
So.
Is that a good incentive not to get hit with a ruler? I mean, does that keep you from doing it? Or?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
Because all your friends are fun.
But so we still have, in most places, don't have corporal punishment allowed, I think, in the U.S., but we still do have it here. Exactly. I don't think that we use it.
No. Actually, I got a form sheet that said if you could spank, you did, yes or no.
Right, and I think the default is yes. So it's like if you do not want to spank, have your child be
you
able
to
be.
Sign.
Yeah, you have to sign and return it. But if not, then anybody can. But I don't think that means that we actually use it. But that's
I've never heard either that.
So what about lunch? Because I think you were talking about.
Lunch. They do puestecitos. They're like little stands. They take their tables, and it's like regular people, like normal people that make food at their house, and they take it to sell it. They buy popsicles. They buy chips. I don't know if y'all know about Dorilocos. But it's Doritos with a whole bunch of mixed stuff. It makes no sense to me, but...
The onions. Yeah. The raw onions too, right?
They put onions and pickles and other stuff. It makes no sense to me. I would never buy it. But it costs 15 pesos, which is basically like $2 over here. Maybe $1.50.
Yeah.
So you have to buy your lunch because there is no free lunch over there at all. Like, you can't turn no application in that says you have free lunch. No, you have to buy it. So if you don't buy your lunch, you have to take your lunch.
Actually,
or you just don't eat.
So it's actually more expensive there because 87% of the people in the school get free or reduced lunch.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to pay full price even if you do have to pay. But, I mean, so that's kind of a nice thing. And we have free breakfast all the time.
Yep. So we don't have breakfast over there.
Really?
Just, like, get to the school, do the honors to the flag, and go to your class.
Okay. Oh, so you do the pledge, and other people thought it was really strange.
It's actually different. Let me tell you something so fun. It's called La Escolta. It's like, how do you say it? Like the ones that march with the flags and stuff.
The flag corps? ROTC. I can't say that.
ROTC, or the flag corps. Mm-hmm. Well, those are for 6 students out of the whole school that have good grades. And I was in, yes. I held the flag. And, like, we have to, you line all the classes up in a square, and the flag people, we do the marching.
Every day?
Every morning.
And this is, like, the whole group, the whole school?
The whole school. All the school is lined up, like, in a square. And you, like, the flag people, we start off in the middle, and then we end up going all around, and end up back in the middle again when the song is finished. El himno.
That's cool. It's interesting to me. I'm going to grab my copy. It's interesting to me, though, that, yeah, I'm stepping away from the house, away from the fire. But you got to do it, and you're not even, are you a Mexican citizen?
Well,
because that just seems interesting to me that you would get to want to be one of the ones 6 people picked, and you're actually American.
Actually, I am a Mexican citizen, and I am an American citizen. I have both certificates.
Oh, cool. Dual citizenship.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Because actually, when I started to do the flag, the teacher did ask me, hey, you can't do the flag because you're not Mexican. And I was like, no, I am Mexican. It's like, oh, but you... And I was like, no, yeah, I have both. So
That's cool.
Makes me Mexican and American.
I think it's just so interesting that you got to spend that much time there. So it
was fun.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many things that I wanted to know. How was it coming here to Splendora? Completely different from Houston, completely different from Mexico City. How was it moving here?
Well, first of all, in Splendora, I don't know nobody. Second of all, like, it's a huge building, so my first week I got lost
a
lot.
Yes, you did.
I got very, very lost. Like, I ended up outside, and I was like, how'd I end up over here? I'm supposed to be over here. So, yeah, it wasn't really fun, that part of it. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's great because, well, really in Houston, I wouldn't go back because there's people that I don't
want
to see.
You can talk about that if you want to. It doesn't matter,
I mean,
if you want
it's
to.
Bad influence. I used to be a bad person.
But no, you weren't a bad person.
I did bad decisions.
Sure. And we all make bad decisions at times.
I wouldn't like to go back to Houston to do that. Anyways, in Mexico, I would go back to Mexico. Like, if someone was to tell me, like, right now, would you go back?
Like Donald Trump, like, was like, you have to go back. No,
I'll be like, okay, I'm going back. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, man. Shoot, that figures.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
We Texans never wear much for subtleties. Heck, the word bold is in our state song. We're all big skies and long horns. Even our plants don't mess around. So in 1895, when Lyman T. Davis created Wolf Brand Chili, he made it the Texan way. Bold. Feisty. Seasoned up with a genuine Lone Star swagger, which is why Wolf Brand tastes how chili oughta. Wolf Brand Chili. Open up a big old can of Texas.
Oh, we are back. Okay, we are back. That was a great commercial for... I don't know what was there. We got a phone call from inside. It's
so, had to answer it.
How are you not cold out here?
I'm not cold, I'm hot.
Okay. I did have, I don't know, because there's just, again, I feel bad because I just want you to tell me everything.
Okay.
So, you were telling me how Splendora is different, but it's different because it's new to you, and
I don't know anybody.
Yeah, I don't know a bunch of people here. I don't know. What is there any this show? The show is supposed to be about what your opinions are. It's about student voice. So, is there anything that you've seen in other places, or are there even just in general, anything that you would like to see changed about our school here?
Well,
I mean, generally, the answers that we usually get are dress code and lunches, and I don't know.
I mean, honestly, this is not going to sound right, but he said it's student opinion.
No, I do want it to be your opinion. Okay. This is fun.
So, I think that in athletics, they shouldn't do drug tests that they do, because there's a lot of good players, but we can't play because y'all do drugs. So, yeah. Because I used to get paid in Mexico to play for the teams. Like, they would pay me just to play.
Like, just regular team? Like, not anything to do with the school?
No.
Oh, that's cool. So
no, actually, in schools, they don't really have teams because in Mexico, it's very expensive, so you have to pay everything. So, like, the school can't give you shoes or uniform or waters or everything that they need. You'll have to buy it on your own. And you'll still have to pay to go play. So that's why they don't really do school teams, because it's a lot of wasting money. And then people, like, they order the uniform and they don't pay it, and the teachers have to pay it. So, yeah, it's just...
I understand what you're saying about, you know, I just read recently that a lot of schools have quit because it costs schools money to pay for these drug tests. A lot of schools have quit in KDISD outside Houston. Quit giving drug tests to students, and instead spent money, not as much money, but it spent money on informing them, like providing them an education about what those drugs actually do to them and how they'll affect them. But the problem with that is that y'all are young and you don't make the wisest decisions. Your brain, you know, your brain's not fully formed until you're in your 20s. So that's only when you can actually have the ability to make those kind of decisions.
Well,
I'm not, you know, so I mean, I'm not going to ask you more about, you know, that. But yeah, and so in certain places, certain drugs are now, you know, marijuana is now legal in a lot of places. And, but you know, so I understand that. I think that our money could be better used to. And the thing is that nobody actually, not very few people ever get tested positive for the drugs. So we're spending the money, and we only have like, you know, 3 out of every 100 people test positive for those drugs.
Well, actually, I did research. Me, when I started doing what I do, I researched because I didn't just want to be putting a substance in my body that I didn't know what was going to happen. So I actually did research what, like, the effects are and stuff. And I don't know if you noticed, but me, I'm a very hyperactive person. And I don't just, like, sit around and do what I do and just like a zombie. I actually do stuff. I actually read, or I actually help my mom out, or, you know, like, I'm not just having my brain in empty. It is working.
You do work, too. You work at Julio's. Just give a shout out again to Julio's Mexican restaurant. If you come to Splendor, Texas, go to Julio's.
If y'all go to Julio's, y'all will see me.
ask for me. Ask for Angela. Yeah, I'm super uncomfortable. But you know, we were saying Splendor is different that way.
Yes.
What else about the school?
Well,
I actually like the idea of, I'm very much pro sports, but our school district does spend a lot of money on sports. We just spend like more than $1 million on our stadium and stuff.
And like here they give the uniform where you have to buy it.
No, they give it to you.
You see? And over there, like, they don't give it to you. You have to buy it. So, yeah.
So it's good that we have the sports like that. Yeah. I keep trying to talk you into playing for our soccer team. No. No, you should. You totally should.
I can. I will make y'all champions.
Well, you can say that, but you actually need to play. You should play.
I'll
go. Are you playing?
No.
Do you play for the soccer team, Juan?
No, but I'm good.
Come here.
You totally should play.
Why don't you play?
Yeah, I was like, why not? I'll give you another reason to make sure you keep up your grades and keep
you
up
with all
your
stuff. You could be like the silent soccer player. The good silent soccer player. Like, you feel me?
He's not going to be silent anything.
He's fine. Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, does anybody else out here further away from the fire have any questions for Angie? Angela? I'm
anybody?
Sorry. I don't know why I'm calling you.
Fan show. No.
Well, I don't know. I want more ideas. I see. What other opinions do you have about things?
Okay.
Coming from Mexico, how do you, you know, what do you feel strongly about? I'm not going to ask
you
about anything specific.
I strongly dislike the police over here. Like in Mexico.
Ooh, that's not going to be a popular thing to say.
It's in Mexico, they like, it's not that they don't care, but you know, they don't exaggerate a little thing.
They enforce what the law is here. I mean, if there's a law, they're going to enforce it.
I mean, yeah.
If somebody's speeding, you get pulled over.
No, but actually, we got pulled over the other day. This was very tragic. I got pulled over with my sister the other day, and we weren't doing nothing, and we were going the speed limit, and we had everything, you know, everything was fine. We had our seatbelt on, and I don't know. We got pulled over, and the cop just, he got off, and we were like, yes, sir, I would like to know why I got pulled over. And he was like, well, I ran your license plates, and it says that you had got stopped before for not having no license, because my sister has no license. It's like, what's it called?
I don't know, it's processing?
It's processing. So, and she had told him, last time she got stopped, she had told them that it's processing. So we got stopped again for the same thing when we had already told them. I just really dislike getting stopped at every corner I turn.
I can certainly understand that too. That's a big issue in all of the United States right now for people of color, for black people and for...
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm privileged. I'm a white male. Like things come pretty easy. Now I still get pulled over and all those types of things, but
that
I'm not afraid when I get pulled over. No, but it's true. And so I actually thought, and again, this is about me and it's not supposed to be, but I didn't recognize. Well, like a couple years ago, whenever you started seeing on the news all the time people videoing police officers killing, you know, young black kids,
yes.
Males usually, I thought that. It was just started happening. I thought that was like, wow, this is happening all of a sudden. I didn't realize that had always happened. And that people, you know, it just wasn't on video before.
Yeah.
So I feel, you know, like that's something that I learned.
People just thought about it and were like, so let's get killed, but let's let people know how we got killed.
Yeah. Well, putting it out there, social media definitely helped raise the awareness of it. People,
yes.
People like me who didn't really realize that this was happening so often, you know. Now we know.
Yes.
My goodness.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, that's well, and hope people are trying to do something about it now, too.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the protests? About not the protests, but protesting? A lot of people here seem to think that protesting is not a good thing.
No, I actually think protesting is a good thing. Like, in Mexico, there's always protest against the president, because he's very dumb. So
how do you really feel about the president?
I just really hate
okay, let's hope
the
that
Mexican president.
Enrique Peña Nieto, let's hope that he does not watch this and come
if
back.
If Enrique Peña Nieto ever watches this, just letting you know I hate you. You are very dumb.
Okay.
Anyways, as I was saying, there is a lot of protest in Mexico. And like that's our way to express our opinion. But the government doesn't let us. That's why when we protest, there's always fights because I've seen it. I've been in protest in Mexico. The police, they literally bother you. Like, they literally bother you so you could start fighting with them. And so they could say, the protestants.
People.
Yeah, they could say, the protesting started and we had to do this and that. So, yeah, it just...
That must have come from, I don't know, it must have come from the woods somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, we'll finish up today. We'll have more chance to talk, but anyway, so stay warm, stay woke.